Picture this, an elegant restaurant, candles glowing on the table. A couple, Julius and Camilla, sit gazing raptly into each other's eyes. But it's not quite all it seems. Pay attention, because these diners have 9 lives.
I didn't expect you to turn up. Camilla had been sitting in the restaurant for 40 minutes. She'd ordered a saucer of milk, but nothing more. I didn't know if you'd be here either, always off gallivanting. Julius peeled off his jacket, hung it on the back of his chair. I got waylaid, a story south of the river. The two cats rubbed their foreheads together tenderly.
Julius, of course, is a cat. In the long tradition of animal stories with an edge, British writer Nick Smith introduces us to Milk Treading, his novel about a cat sleuth in an underworld of felines and dogs.
Julius was handed a tall yellow menu. Camilla grabbed the menu as quickly as etiquette would allow and sniffed it appreciatively, reading it with her nose. She licked at one section, a brief taste test that helped her to make up her mind. The special, please. Camilla was at the buffet before her partner. Over her shoulder, he saw something moving among the salad and dressing. The food was alive. The table was laden with small rats, mice, and insects, trapped in tubs and bread rolls. The Grand Canary was a swanky place, but the smorgasbord was a free-for-all, cats grabbing their food with paws or teeth before it could escape. Some took plates back to their seats, their teeth chattering and grinding, trying not to dribble on the doilies. Julius forwent any niceties and stuffed the rat in his mouth headfirst. He joined Camilla at her table. In a daintier mood, she split her mouth open and pulled the intestines and gallbladder to one side of her plate. Julius chewed hard, crunching bones between his teeth and pulling out the skin when he was finished. He covered it discreetly with his napkin.
It's just so much fun to hear you read that. Who is Julius?
Julius is my hero, if you like. He's a journalist whose friend dies and he wants to know why. But he's not Mr. Perfect. He's idle because he's a cat. He's full of himself. He's a bit of a bigot. He's vain. So over the course of the book, there's a lot of room for growth.
As with any detective story, the plot weaves through a lot of different corners, if you will, and we can't give them all away, but let's set up a bit the city in which they live, which is called Bast. They've got a mayor, they've got an archbishop, they've got newspapers, they've got public transportation, but they've also got a race problem. I mean, you're really mirroring society here. And the underdogs, if you will, are the dogs.
There's kind of two sides to this. There's the way that the cats see them as stupid and not really worth bothering about, because the cats can jump up a tree out of their way. End of story. And there's the dog side of things, where they have their own culture. They want to improve themselves. There are social worker dogs. There are even dogs who want to be like cats. But the cats will never trust them, because there's this primal thing of cats versus dogs. So there's always that barrier, that battle that they have ongoing. And it erupts towards the end of the book.
Now, as with Animal Farm, these animals plot against one another. They have their treacheries. This is not a book in any sense for children. I mean, it's actually a pretty vicious world that these cats and dogs live in, and pretty graphic.
Yeah, I've been surprised that people in their young teens and older teens have been picking it up, and they've been enjoying it too. But certainly it was always intended for adults.
Now, women, I should say, female felines, don't necessarily come off altogether well in this detective story, which in fact they often do not in detective stories. There's Camilla, who is Julius's middle-aged paramour, who betrays him. There is Moira, the sexy Persian sort of streetwalking cat from the wrong side of the tracks, the river. And then there's Bridget, who is the mother of the mayor. She's sort of a Lady Macbeth type of cat who's completely in love with herself. Could you sort of describe Bridget for us?
Yes.
That scene, Bridget, where she's looking in the mirror, admiring herself.
She's the most vain of the characters, I think, and all cats have that vanity to a certain extent.
They really think they're something, don't they?
Oh, they do. And I can relate to that. But Bridget gets, every time she passes a mirror, she has to stop. She asks, "Who is that gorgeous creature? Hello. Haven't I seen you someplace before? In a fashion show, perhaps? A beauty pageant? My goddess, if you've never entered one, you should. Bound to win. Your eyes are hypnotic, darling. Simply mesmerizing. Bridget could hardly bear to wrench herself away from the mirror. She didn't know how she ever got anything done. She turned for another glance at her reflection, approving of the smooth, downy fur, the glittering eyes and tapered ears. She'd never seen a more beautiful cat.
Now, Nick Smith, I understand that you have developed Milk Treading as a radio play, as a stage play for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Now it's a novel. Did you start with the plays and then do the novel?
I started with the novel, but in this country it usually takes a couple of years to get a book together from when you start writing it to when it gets out on the shelves. So in the meantime, the play was performed in Scotland and the radio play was written. And that's as far as it's gone so far.
You have some of the radio play with you. Would you read a bit of it to us, please?
I'd love to, yes. This is near the beginning of the story, so we've just introduced Julius. We've introduced the mystery. We cut to the radio station. DJ Scratch, a popular DJ. This is Cool Cat DJ Scratch. Coming to you live as can be from Radio Best. The voice, the heart, the lungs of the city. We'll be bringing you news and comments round the clock, keeping you up to date with all the happenings in this fair burg. I know what all you cats must be thinking. Why are you listening to some record spinner when I should be doing something worthwhile, like chasing mice or making friendly with the butcher? I say relax. You got a seat? Lay back in it, stretch your limbs a little. Curl up best you can. Tuck your tail under your paws, keep it warm. Yawn if you like, I don't mind. Got an itch? Don't mind the dude sitting next to you. Give yourself a scratch.
Nick Smith, it's been so much fun speaking with you.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Nick Smith is the author of the novel Milk Treading. He spoke to us from the BBC studios in Lincoln, England.